right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, May 9th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a three-game early MLB slate already underway. We had golf teeing off earlier this morning. We have a three-game MLB main slate this evening, two-game NBA slate, and two-game NHL slate. So a ton of DFS action coming at you all day long. Good luck to you out there playing. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So happy to be back today. Can get the SaberSim app pulled up here. And we are going to jump right in. So got two questions to get to here. Just going to get some water real quick. All right, let's jump right in. So first question from Jay Sams Jr. Question says, how does SaberSim take into account a pitcher that is projected to pitch for five innings, but he ends up pitching six or more innings? So one thing that's important here, right? Like, let's jump over to MLB for tonight. And what you're going to notice here, right, is like if you have access to the detailed stats, and let's say that, you know, you scroll over here to the right, and I want to look at pitchers specifically here. Well, I can come in here and you know, I'm just going to bring over this innings pitched column here. So I can come into the app and say, okay, you know, Eric Fetty projected to pitch about 5.8 innings. Detmers projected to pitch about 5.5. Waka, 5.6. Sonny Gray, 5.4. So we see all these guys in this range, right? And the question is kind of like, hey, you know, these guys are projected for like five innings, but like what happens if they go deeper? So I want you to remember that, you know, the innings pitched here that you see is an average from all of the sims that we have in our sim database, right? So we have 5,000 game sims of each game on the slate. Well, when we look at how many innings Eric Fetty threw and we add them all up and then we divide it by 5,000, you know, this is the average that he comes out to, right? Like, you can't actually pitch 5.82 innings. You know, you could pitch five and a third, five and two thirds, or six, right? So what you're seeing is an average. So basically to say that, you know, his innings pitched, sorry about that, are on a spectrum, right? The same way his range of outcomes is on a spectrum. Like when I pull up his graph here, right? And it's going to give me an idea of how he does across all the game sims that we have for the game that he's pitching in here. And it's not loading, so let me just do a quick hard refresh here. Give the app a good once over. Sometimes it does this during the show, just a lot of computing power going on here. And let's try pulling up his graph again. So boom, now we're going to see the graph, right? So like when I come to the tails of these graphs, right? When I come to his, you know, top 1% outcomes where he's scoring, you know, Sim says he's scoring, you know, 35-ish points, right? Like these are sims where he's probably going way, way, way past that 5.8 mark. And then his, you know, lowest scoring sims where he's even scoring negative, right? Like we have about 6% of our 6% of his outcomes are below zero here, which is like super interesting. In these sims, you know, he's probably getting lit up early on in the contest and then, you know, basically like not even getting, you know, one or two innings into the game, right? And all this to say that, you know, we understand that sometimes he's going to throw more than his average, sometimes he's going to throw less, sometimes he's going to be right around that number. But I just want you to be, I just want to be clear that, you know, we are not saying like, hey, he is going to pitch 5.8 innings every single game in the game sim. This is just what it averages out to at the end of the day. All right, good clarification question there. Next question here from Lopez. Best way to get certain stacks? Would it be setting mins on players you want before building your lineup pool? You know, honestly, what I think you could do, like if you just kind of like, say you run a default build, right? And maybe you're not getting to enough of St. Louis, who is coming in here as like the fourth highest team total. We have like 4.8 for KC, 4.6 for Cleveland, 4.4 for LA, and then 4.3 for St. Louis, right? So fourth team on the list, maybe you're not getting to as much of them as you would like to. Well, first thing I would do here, honestly, is come into my team stacks, go to all stacks, and maybe just give them a run boost, right? You're basically taking a stand on this team. You're saying, hey, I think this team is going to do well. I think that, you know, if I stack this team, I have a good chance of winning. Well, chances are you probably think that they have a good chance of scoring higher than their projected runs, right? Like, again, going back to the innings pitch thing, you know, this is St. Louis's average. There's plenty of sims where they do better than, you know, 4.3 runs. Maybe you're kind of taking a stand like, hey, I think that, you know, they're probably going to score 5, 6 and be on that higher range. So what changing the projected runs does is, you know, we have our sims, right? We have the spectrum of outcomes. Well, what you're doing is you're basically telling the builder to favor sims where St. Louis scores more. So what would happen here is we would basically like ignore the lowest scoring sims that we have for St. Louis, you know, games where they get shut out, they score 0 runs. You're effectively shrinking your available sim pool to pull from when we go to build your lineups. So, you know, maybe you increase their projection by half a run or something like that. And then you give them a boost here to 4.8. It's going to ask me, do I want to apply this change? I'm going to click yes. I go back to players. One important thing to do here, this is something a little bit newer if you've been using SaberSim for a while now. After making the change, you're going to notice that it does not take effect automatically here. What you have to do is go to the gear icon in the projection column, and then you're going to have this new projection source called SaberSim Adjusted. And you want to basically change your source to SaberSim Adjusted, and then it's going to use the new projections that include the team total change that you made. And then now you're going to see that, hey, these projections have changed. You're going to see, you know, a lot of players green, which means that their new projection is higher than their original. And, you know, we can compare it, right? Brendan Donovan up, Nolan Arenado up, you know, basically all their hitters have gotten some type of projection increase by ignoring the sims where they actually did bad. You know, if the team scoring 0 runs, not producing a lot of hits, not producing runs scored, RBIs, all those type of things that help them to get a higher fantasy point value here. So I think that this is probably one of the best ways to do it. Help the sim, you know, give it a little boost, give that team a little boost, and basically trying to tell SaberSim what you think is ultimately going to happen on this slate. So that's definitely one way to do it. Another way that just kind of popped in my head here is like, if you're sure, like, hey, you know, I want to play St. Louis or something like that, you know, you could experiment with some type of rule, right? You could do a stacking rule, like, hey, you know, stack at least 3, and then you can always come in here and change your eligible teams. And then you could say, hey, you know, maybe I always want a St. Louis stack, or I want a Cleveland stack, right? And then you come in here and you only leave those two teams checked. It will make sure at least one of those two teams gets used in every lineup that you build, a little bit more aggressive, but another way to do that nonetheless. One thing that I've seen a couple questions on actually that I do want to talk about here is, let's say that, you know, you want a 5 stack from a team. Well, you know, maybe I set a rule that says, hey, use at least 5. If you're going to notice the positions column down here, pitchers are unchecked. What this actually does is it actually prevents pitchers from being used with the five players from the same team. So maybe you're okay with that, right? Maybe you're fine with having five players from a team and their pitcher. Just check the pitcher box as well. And this will basically allow pitchers to be used with five hitters from their team here. So this is just one way to make sure that you're not purposely excluding the pitchers from being used with their position players. So just one note there. I've seen a couple questions around that, so I wanted to call it out here doing this rules demo. But all right, looks like we're all caught up with questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our Friday show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.